All right, so you're ready for a deep dive into Toledo Talks. Sounds pretty interesting, right? We've got some stuff from their website here. Seems like it's geared towards veterans.
Yeah, looks like it. It's really focused on veterans with low vision or blindness.
Okay, so visually impaired vets. And they're trying to build some sort of community, right?
Right. Toledo Talks, creating an inclusive community for veterans with low vision or blindness.
They're utilizing a multi-pronged approach. That sounds fancy.
Well, it just means they do a few things. It's in-person meetings, newsletters, and even like a mailing list to keep everyone connected.
So in person, online, through the mail. I like it. It's good to see that they're covering all their bases, making it accessible.
And they're super focused on accessibility, like even their website. They designed it for sighted viewers and those using screen readers.
No, that's impressive. A website that works for everyone. I wonder how many organizations think about that. And the newsletter, too. They offer it online, printed, or even get the snail mail.
Yeah, pretty old school, but that's pretty awesome that they're doing that. That's dedication for sure.
Okay, so let's break down what we know so far. So it seems like Toledo Talks is this group they get together at the Toledo CBOC.
The Toledo CBOC, for those who don't know, is the Veterans Affairs Community-Based Outpatient Clinic.
Right, so it's a VA facility. Got it. And they're specifically for veterans who are low vision or blind.
And they're really welcoming, like spouses, caregivers, family members. Everyone is welcome to join them.
That's cool, a real sense of community.
Yeah. Although, gotta mention, they're not meeting currently
Yeah.
due to COVID-19.
Oh, right. Of course.
Yeah.
Makes sense. But that kind of highlights how they're adapting, right? Using technology to stay connected through their website and the newsletter.
Exactly. Gotta keep things going. And speaking of the newsletter, it's cool they're actually archiving all their newsletters online.
Oh, really? So you can go back and read the old ones.
Yeah, imagine that, like a treasure trove of information and stories. It's like a time capsule.
That's a good way to put it, a time capsule. It really speaks to their commitment to creating this lasting resource, you know, not just for today, but for the future. So, to wrap up our deep dive into Toledo Talks, I think it's safe to say they're doing some pretty incredible work for veterans with vision impairments.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a fantastic example of what community building and resource sharing can look like.
Totally agree. A great model for other organizations to follow, for sure.
It does kind of make you wonder, what other innovative ways are communities finding to support veterans with specific needs?
Especially in an increasingly digital world. That's something worth thinking about. All right, well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Until next time.
Yay!